Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God. My name is Pastor Marquise, and we are a non-denominational church led by the living and active Word of God in the heart of Seattle, Washington, by Pastors Harold and Annis Faye Franklin. Whether this is your first time, second time, be sure to subscribe and share this with those that need it. Now join me and be ready to live and learn from the Word of God.
Using your gifts and what's in your gift, if I could put a title on it. Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now. Just thank you for this time, Lord God. God, we thank you for allowing us to be able to come into your house and worship you, Lord God. God, we ask that you give us ears to hear what you're saying, Lord God, and a mind and a desire to apply this word, Lord God. I ask that you speak to me as well as speak through me, Lord God. Give us all ears to hear. Help me to hear what you want me to learn from this also, Lord God. We ask that you just move in this time. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I have been just praying and talking to God and just really just seeking him. And I just begin to ask him about my gifts. And a lot of times we question ourselves, what gift do I have? And a lot of times we think it's just one thing. Or sometimes we know, okay, I'm gifted in music, I'm gifted in this, I'm gifted in that. But a lot of times we question our gifts that God has given us, and we forget about all the little ones he's given us. Some of us, he's just given us the gift of being a helper. Some of us, he's given us a gift of just praying for people, a gift of being a giver, giving our time, giving whatever it is. God has given us gifts. And we have to realize that the gifts he's given us, we shouldn't take them lightly. We should cherish them. So if God has given me the gift to be a helper, when I see someone in need on the street, I'm not just going to, okay, I'm going to help you and give you this sandwich, but I'm going to tell you where you can go to go get some more sandwiches. I'm being a helper. And being that helper, you're giving them the tools to continue to be able to fill that need, to go where they need to go to get that need met. We have to realize that we have many different gifts, like I said before. And maybe some of those gifts are having the gift of being able to be a faith, someone that stands firm in the faith and be able to hold on to faith. Maybe you have the gift of wisdom, and you're very wise. But we have to realize that all those things are gifts from God. All those things are gifts from God. So we're going to go ahead and look at a few of these gifts. And the first scripture I want to go to is we are going to go to Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. So Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6, it says, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." God gives us wisdom. A lot of times we get caught in situations and we don't know what to do or how to react or, you know, how to go about handling the situation. But we have to remember he's given us wisdom. So we have to stop and ask God, how can I be wise in this situation? What can I do in this situation? The next one we're going to look at is another scripture on wisdom. We're going to go to James chapter 1. James chapter 1 and verse 5. It says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God. Let him ask of God, who gives all liberally without reproach, and it will be given to him." So right there, he let us know that we can ask God for wisdom. We can ask God for wisdom. Instead of just trying to move out of our own desire, out of our own will, but we can say, "God, how is it that you want me to handle this situation? How is it that you want me to go about doing the right thing. You know, I've been told oftentimes that I'm a good listener. And that in itself is a gift. Because sometimes people are not always willing to listen to people's problems or listen to different things that are going on in someone's life. A lot of times it's hard to do. And while I'm listening to that person talk to me, I'm asking God, what do you want me to say to them? Not how can I take this information and who can I share it with, but no, God, how can you get the glory in this situation? Do you want me just to listen to them because they just need to get this off their heart? Or do you want me to pray with them? You know, I'm asking God all these questions while they're talking to me. Because I want to, as I'm a good listener, I want to be able to be a helper. I want to be able to not just say, oh, well, I would do this and think out of my flesh. But I want to be able to be in tune to what God is saying to me. Because he's gifted me with the gift of being a listener, but I want to be able to help. If I'm just listening to that person just speak to me, how am I helping in that situation? Yes, they might be able to get it off their chest, but sometimes God wants me to be a helper, to push them, to maybe even give them a challenge. Say, okay, this is what God wants you to do. You should try this or you should do that. But I want to be able to be a vessel that he works through. So as I'm listening, I'm asking God, what do you want me to say? The next gift we're going to look at is life. We take life so lightly, we don't realize it's a gift. It's a gift from God. We're going to go to Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 42. And verse 5. Just a minute, I'm trying to pull this up a little bit better. All right, Isaiah chapter 42, verse 5. It says, Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and the spirit to those who walk on it. God gives us life. He breathed his breath into each and every one of us. A lot of us could have been dead and gone, but God gave us the gift of life. And it's what you do with it that matters. You know, I went to a memorial service earlier today. And my brother let us know something he preached before. And he was talking about the dash. And that's in between your birth date and your end date. That dash, that's your lifespan. What are you doing in the middle of that? We have the gift of life. What are we doing with our life? What gifts? God's given us the gift of life, so now what are you doing with the other gifts he's giving you, with the other talents he's giving you? Marquise does a wonderful thing of, you know, he has a servant's heart. He wouldn't be able to have that name if he wasn't really allowing God to help him be humble and be a servant first before he can even call himself that. But as he's using his gifts and his talents, God continues to show him new things. Now he has the business of doing the podcast for different churches so that they can better the kingdom, so they can continue to plant seeds into people's lives. He's continuing to allow God to show him more gifts, more ways to help people, more things. But unless we are allowing ourselves to be open and to allow God to show us what are the different gifts you want me to operate in, what are the different avenues that you want to be glorified in, sometimes we have to push ourselves to say, God, okay, we've said before, God, send me, I'll go. But he's telling you something and you're like, well, I don't know if that's God. That might just be me. So we don't listen to what God's telling us to do. And sometimes we sit on those gifts and we don't allow God to use those gifts in us. But we have to allow God to show us which way to go. It may be hard, it may be different, but we allow ourselves to use the gifts God's given us. God has gifted my mother-in-law with singing and playing the piano, and from time to time she gives piano lessons because there's someone that's eager to learn. There's someone that wants to be taught to use that gift that they've been blessed with. She's given voice lessons. There's someone that wants to use that gift, and they don't know how exactly to start or how to go about it, but as she works with them, as she tells them, it's going to take time. It's going to take practice. You begin to develop, and you begin to fine-tune that gift that you have. Me with praying, if I'm going to be a prayer warrior, that means I need to pray. And not just those five-minute prayers. Okay, God, I need you to bless here. I need you to touch here. I want, and be done. No. That means really going at it hard, praying for every family member I can think of, every friend I can think of, praying for not just here, my family, my church family, but praying for other churches because we are all the body of Christ. That means praying for the president, praying for our nation because we are all in desperate need of a Savior. That means really getting down on my face and beginning to pray and cry out to God. We can't just sit on those gifts and take them lightly, but we have to allow God to show us how to use those gifts. We have to be open and available for him to use those gifts that he's given us. We got to remember the gifts he's placed within us. Amen. God is so great. He's so awesome. The next scripture I want to go to is, just a minute. Yeah, the next scripture I'm going to go to is Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, we're going to start at verse 5. It says this: we have different gifts according to the grace given to us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in the proportion of his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. So basically it's saying, use what you got. Don't just sit down on it. Don't just keep it for yourself. But you want to be that vessel that God works through. A lot of times when I'm praying for someone else and I'm praying for their needs, God begins to speak to me. Not just about what they're going through, but he'll speak to me about what I'm going through. Maybe I've been praying for something for a long time and I've been saying, God, I need you to do this. God, I need you to move here. And as I am obedient and I am a vessel and I pray for that person, God said, now here's your answer for what you've been praying for. He allows me sometimes, I have to maybe be tested and tried, but as I begin to step out on my gift in the midst of the battle, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of waiting, because the waiting, that's the tough part a lot of times. We want that answer right away. We want that breakthrough right away. But as we're waiting and we're listening and we keep saying, okay, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to lose hope. I'm going to continue to trust God. As we're trusting and we're leaning on him, then God begins to move. God begins to bless. God begins to show you different things. As you continue to be faithful in those gifts he's giving you, as you continue to be faithful to him, he'll move. The next scripture we're going to go to is we're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 4. We're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 4, and we're going to look at verse 10. Actually, you know what? We're going to start at verse 7. It says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling." And this right here, verse 10, it says, "As each one of you has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." Let me read verse 10 again. It says, As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. He said he's given us all gifts. And if I'm too scared to pray for someone, or I'm too scared to give words of encouragement to someone, you might end up messing up something that God has going on. Not saying that God won't get it done, because if you won't do it, he'll send someone else to do it. But he's given us gifts, and he's given us tools for a reason. I remember before I was at a service, and God told me to go and say something to someone. And I said, "God, is this really you? Am I really supposed to be doing this?" And I'm sitting there, and I was like, "No, that must just be me." And I didn't do it. And the next thing you know, someone went and said exactly what was supposed to be said. He will get his point across. But the thing is after that, I felt so bad. I said, "God, I let you down. That was your voice. And I was too scared just to step in and do what you want me to do." There's another occasion where I was at a church, and God said, "Go and talk to this pastor." I said, "God, me? You want me to go and say?" He said, "Go and say this to this pastor." And I went to the pastor, and I began to let her know what God had said for her at that time. And she said, "You know what? I was praying this morning, and I was seeking God for an answer. And I thought he just wasn't really listening to me. And you said exactly what I needed to hear, exactly what I was waiting on." Not that it was the right answer she was looking for, but she wanted an answer. A lot of times we get in desperate situations, and we just need an answer, whether it's a yes or a no. We just want to hear from God. We're so hungry. We want to know what God thinks about this situation. And we don't want to move out of our own self, and God will send a messenger. Sometimes he doesn't always send a messenger. Sometimes it's just us open our word to hear what he has to say, amen? Us just seeking his face, and as we're reading, we're like, "Man, God, thank you. I needed to hear this today. I was feeling down, and you encouraged me. By reading your word, I got so encouraged. But God, I thank God for letting me be that vessel. Even though I felt little and inadequate, God said, no, I've given you this gift, and now is the time for you to use it." So I ask you this question: what gifts are you sitting on? Are you using them? Or are you just letting them collect dust? I still have some time, so we're going to actually read this story. We're going to go to Matthew 25. Matthew chapter 25. It's a story we may have heard many of times. But every time I read it, No, that's not the, I don't think that's the one. But every time I read that one also, that was the one about the virgins. But every time I read, oh yeah, we're going to go down, sorry. But every time I read the parable of the talents, it makes me think, what am I hiding? What am I sitting on? Yeah, we're going to go to verse, we're going to start at verse 14. So starting at verse 14. We're going to get into it. Verse 14. It says, again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted them with wealth to them, trusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey, and the man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more bags. Also, the one who had 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the one who received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. Verse 19, it says, after a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled the accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things, I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew that you were a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid, and I went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. The master replied, you wicked and lazy servant. You knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, should you have put my money on the deposit with the bankers, so that when I return, I would have received it back with interest. So take the 1 bag of gold, or take the bag of gold. So he took the bag of gold from him and gave it to the one who had 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have yet or have, even what he has been will be taken from him. And they threw the worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What are you sitting on? Are you investing your gifts wisely? Are you using your gifts for what God has told you to use them for? Whether it's speaking words of encouragement to someone, whether it's helping someone when they need help, whether it's lending a listening ear, whether it's being obedient on what God has told you to do, whether it's singing, whether it's just praying for people, whatever it is, are you using those gifts? Are you just holding them back saying, this is all mine and I'm going to keep it for myself? I'm only going to sing when I'm in the shower because no one else can hear me. Or are you using that voice that God has given you so that you're glorifying God and you're drawing people to want to know who this is that has you singing like that and has you being such a wonderful person wanting to sing praises to his name? What gifts are you sitting on? And are you using them for him? We have to ask God, how can I use my gifts? And maybe even we don't even know the gifts, some of the gifts we still have. We need to examine ourselves and say, God, reveal to me what gifts you want me to use for you and how I can use them for you. Romans 14:12 says, so then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. Do you want, on the last day, when you see God, do you want him to be pleased with you, or do you want him to say, I don't know you? There was a quote that I found, and it says this. It says, when I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left, and I can say, I used everything you gave me, God. Do you want to be able to be up there and say, God, I gave you everything. I live my life to please you and you alone. The next quote I have says, don't let others discourage you from using your God-given gifts. You can use those gifts to do something amazing. No, God can use those gifts to do something amazing through you. I'll read it again. It says, do not let others discourage you from using your gifts, your God-given gifts. God can use those gifts to do something amazing through you. We have to allow ourselves to be a vessel that he works through. The last quote I have from Joyce Meyer, it says, God has planted greatness in you. Let today be the beginning of a great adventure as you step into the gifts God has given you. God has given us all gifts and talents, but it's up to us to have that desire to want to allow him to use us. It's up to us to want to use those gifts. I encourage you to pray this week and say, God, reveal to me the gifts you've given me and help me to use those to the best of my ability for you. Help me to be bold where I need to be bold. Help me to be humble where I need to be humbled. But help me to give you glory in everything that I do, whether it's helping someone, whether it's praying for someone, whether it's prophesying, teaching, whatever it is that he's given us, we need to use those gifts to honor God. Now is the time to allow him to use the gifts in us. Now is the time for him to stir up those gifts in us. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this time. I ask that you would just move in each and every one of us. Help us to be encouraged today and to use the gifts and talents you've given us, that we would not hide those things away. We will not keep those things for ourselves. But God, we'll allow you to get the glory. We'll allow you to set up divine appointments, Lord God, so that we can use the gifts and talents you've given us, Lord God, and use those to give you glory. Use our gifts and talents so that you are pleased, Lord God. God, we ask that you give us boldness where we need boldness, Lord God. Give us eyesight where we need to see what we need to do, Lord God, to fine-tune those gifts that we have, Lord God. God, we ask that you would continue just to move in our lives, Lord God. Be glorified, oh God. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you for spending time with us here at New Creation Christian Center. Feel free to join our worship services on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington, 98118. Visit our website, newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.